What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think if you automatically assume that a 18-year-old story about an employee at Buffalo Wild Wings following her into a restroom to ensure that she's a woman, if you automatically just discount that as made up, I think you got to look in the mirror. And I think you deny facts that people face this kind of harassment nearly every day. The story, if you haven't seen it, involves an 18-year-old teenager, Garika Mudra, who this past April says she went to Buffalo Wild Wings in Owatonna and that she went into the restroom, the women's restroom, and that an employee followed her into the restroom and then started banging on the bathroom stall door saying, "This man needs to get out of here," according to Mudra. Her mom posted it on Facebook. And now she's being represented by a group, Gender Justice, that has filed a lawsuit asking for an apology from the Buffalo Wild Wings, an acknowledgement that it happened, as well as a commitment to provide better anti-discrimination training for employees. And it does not shock me at all that the first response from a lot of people is, well, never happened. She has to prove that it happened. If that's the default after hearing that story, I got to be honest. I think you're a very insensitive person if that's your initial response. And that isn't to say that the restaurant and that employee has a right to participate in that investigation to try to determine what exactly happened. But I think just automatically saying, you know what, that didn't happen, or she's got to prove that that happened. I think you deny that a lot of people face that kind of discrimination. And this is a 18-year-old girl. It isn't an 18-year-old trans girl. It's an 18-year-old girl, female. She says she pulled up her shirt to expose her breast to the employee to show her that she was, in fact, a female. And if you just believe in this day and age that somebody wouldn't do that, wouldn't be so hypersensitive to women or trans women going into a restroom, that they would follow that person in there, you're denying the fact that this is a group of people, meaning transgenders, that have absolutely been vilified in this country. And giving that person the benefit of the doubt, or even admitting that transgender people have been vilified, doesn't mean that you can have an opinion on whether or not, let's say in sports, that transgender athletes can participate in other sports. Those are valid arguments, and those are questions that we as a society have to answer. And I'll be honest, I don't even, I don't know what the right answer is when it comes to transgender athletes in sports. I do think there has to be rules because there are just physical differences. But I'm not going to deny that people in our society who now identify as a woman or a man don't have a right to exist and don't have a right to use a restroom if they feel that they're a woman and they identify as a woman to use the woman's restroom. Because we automatically assume, well, they must be predators. They're going in there to do something nefarious. Can we not have a little compassion here? Which again leads me back to this story. And this story can play out, and they've filed suit. This girl has thrown her name out there. She's claiming this happened. They will look into it. But I'm not going to automatically assume that it didn't happen or somehow claim that this is taken out of context, because it happens too many damn times in this country where we vilify people because we just don't understand them. First text I got on it. How do we know her claims are true? Witness? That's your default for this, really? That this 18-year-old wouldn't have had such a traumatic experience that she shares this? And how uncomfortable it is to share that? That she's just doing it for publicity somehow? And that's not to say that maybe there have been teenagers that have done that. But I'm sorry if you just think that more often than not, these are just made-up stories that people who are transgender face this kind of discrimination. I just think you're turning a blind eye to that.
Yeah, we don't know that they're true. We don't know that the story with all the details are 100% true, perhaps differ a little bit in what she remembers versus what actually happened. We also don't know that it's not 100% true. You know, we could go into it with an open mind as a public who's just reading the news instead of, no way, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could let whoever's investigating this do the investigating before we just throw it out there in a text to you on social media. I'm sure the social media comments on any story where this is being covered in the news are just delightful.
Oh, sure. Truth. I have a female friend who is a larger woman and not the most feminine looking lady. When she was in high school and college traveling with her women's basketball team, they would stop at gas stations and restaurants. If she would ask where the restroom is, she would always be directed to the men's room. Happened to her repeatedly. And it's different when it's a misunderstanding or somebody misgenders you, and it's an honest mistake. And I don't think people need to be vilified for that. I'm not saying, if there's somebody who comes up to me and I don't know whether or not they're a man or a woman, and I inadvertently say, sir or ma'am, and they're not, that is an honest mistake. Unless it's not, unless you are intentionally calling, and we've seen that happen all the time.
Sure.
In congressional hearings where we have people of Congress, you know, I'm calling you sir. I'm sorry. I know you identify as a woman, but I'm calling you sir. That's mean-spirited. But I know that there are that people just inadvertently call somebody by the wrong gender, and that there's no ill intent behind that. That's a mistake, and I'm not saying that those people need to be called out. But if there's negative intent behind it, or if you're ill intent behind it, or if you're actually following somebody into a restroom because you assume that somehow they're using the wrong restroom to prey on someone, I just think that's a bad place to be.
Yeah, and if we're taking the story for, let's just say it's 100% truth that she was followed into the restroom and the worker demanded that she expose her breasts to prove she's a woman.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a step way too far.
Right.
That's ridiculous. That's obscene. But who's to say the employee at the beginning wasn't going in with best intent? Mm-hmm. You know, saw this person who perhaps has shorter hair. I don't know what her build is like. Out of the corner of their eye, go into the restroom, said, wait, I think that's a man going into the women's room. I'm going to go in there and, you know, try to protect any women who might be in the mm-hmm. women's room. Perhaps that's where it started.
Right.
It obviously went way too far after that, if we believe the story as it's being told. But we could be talking about an employee who, you know, went in with best intent and then made a mistake.
The employee became the predator in this situation should be treated with the same outrage as the woman in the restroom would have been, should have turned out that she was trans. Adam, I just left a store. I accidentally referred to a young man as ma'am. I didn't realize until I came out around the other side of the wall that it was a male, and I felt really bad. It happens. It happens to all of us occasionally, I suppose. I get that, and I don't think you should be vilified if you make an honest mistake. But this story, again, if it's true, is much different than that.
Yes.
The point should be that restrooms should not be gender-specific. We do not have gender-specific restrooms in our home. Well, and we've seen that, and we've seen schools and other places accommodate for that. But again, when those accommodations are made, you know that there's a group of people that roll their eyes at that and say, oh, give me a break. There's two genders, have to have men's room and have women's room. And they push back at that too. When is it really that difficult to have like gender neutral bathrooms? Gosh, I miss the good old days when guys were such good gentlemen that they would offer the guys' bathroom to me and would guard the door for us when we went needed to use the women's bathroom, had super long lines. The young woman is beautiful, and she looks like a young woman. I wouldn't know. I haven't seen a photo of her. So, 218, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Oh, good one. Live Oak, right?
No.
Oh, I thought this was a Live Oak. This is Jason Isbell, I know.
And the 400 unit.
And the 400 unit.
Alabama Pines.
Alabama Pines. Good. Thank you. Good song. Jason Isbell, quality. Quality. One of the great American songwriters of our current generation.
How long has he been around? I'm not terribly familiar.
So he was with a group called Drive By Truckers.
Heard of them.
Who still exists. Good band. In the 2000s. And he had some serious alcohol and drug issues, and I think they kicked him out of the band. Then he got sober, and I believe 2013 was his album Southeastern, which is a phenomenal album, one of the great albums of the decade.
Only 46.
Yeah. And he is, I've seen him three times in concert, or four, maybe. Puts on a good show. Jason Hillsborough, good stuff. Is it newsworthy to hear from Vance Belter, the alleged killer of Melissa and Mark Hortman? Is it newsworthy to hear from him, to have a jailhouse interview with Vance Belter?
I don't need to hear from him. I'm not ready to say it's completely not newsworthy.
I struggle with this one because as somebody who was a news reporter for quite a bit of my life, my instinct is, well, yes.
If you were a reporter still and somebody said, hey, we have got an opening to go interview Vance Belter at the prison, do you want to go do that? Would you jump at it?
I think I would jump at that. But I'd also push back on the claims that he's making. I bring this up because Blaze News, which is Glenn Beck's news outlet, has published an exclusive interview, it's calling, with Vance Belter, where it just allows him to spew complete nonsense over what his reasoning for what he did, even though he's pleaded not guilty to what he's doing, claiming that he was there at the Hoffman's to make a citizen arrest and that he'd been conducting, investigations on COVID vaccines at funeral homes. Again, just complete garbage. And maybe I go to that interview and I realize that if all he's giving me is that pure garbage and I'm pushing back on it, saying what investigations and trying to poke holes in what he's saying, maybe that's not newsworthy. I bring it up because J. Patrick Kulikin in the Minnesota Reformer has written what I think is very insightful commentary on why it's complete garbage and should not, as absolutely zero news value. And I read it and he makes a good argument for why it's not, because either this guy is a lunatic or completely full of it, and hearing from him offers no advancement of the story. And I guess, okay, you ask me, what is advancement of the story to hear from Vance Belter? It's that, to try to get inside the man's mind as to why he allegedly perpetrated these horrible crimes. But again, is there anything that he could say where you'd be like, well, not agreeing that in any sort of way those actions were justified, but trying to lead us to believe like why somebody would do something so horrible.
Sure. And I mean, one of the questions that was asked immediately when he was finally apprehended, I think we all wondered, well, what was the motive?
Right.
What was the motive of going after the Hortmans, the Hoffmans, the other homes he visited, and everyone else on the list? So if the motive is, or if we find out that really the motive is, we're not sure because the guy's completely off his rocker, just completely a nutcase, I think that is part of the story.
And it's also part of the story, by the way, if he's so deep into conspiracy theories that that was motivation for doing something so horrible, that is a wake-up call for this place that we're mired in this society of untruth and misinformation, in the belief that it snaps us out of it, saying, holy crap, this is really doing damage to us. Yeah. I think that is newsworthy.
And as the news organization, then, in this case, Blaze, doing the interview, are you beholden to then, you hear all this BS that he's spouting about, the vaccine and house arrest and all this? Is it your job to then say, this is what he told us, this is the truth?
Absolutely.
Line by line, point out the BS as it's being told?
100% yes.
I think so, too.
And which is why the article, J. Patrick Kulikin's article on this, makes a valid point that Blaze absolutely failed at doing that. And more so that they put this forward as almost, see, there is something to this, where they're not challenging it. And he's espousing mistruths and beliefs that this own news organization has also pushed forward. then yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. If you're not going to be there to educate and inform when you hear something that's complete garbage, complete lunacy, then what are your motivations behind it then? If you're Blaze or anybody else getting that interview, or
if you just put that out there and that here's the killer's manifesto and this is what he believed without any challenge to it, mm-hmm. or correction to it, saying, no, these are the facts and this is what happened and this is what didn't happen. This is what this guy is claiming, which has no basis in reality.
And that's the challenge facing media all over right now, whether it's with Donald Trump and half-truths, completely untruths we hear from him or from people on the left. Yes, we'll say it. Both sides lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much of it is your responsibility as a journalist, as an organization, to hear what somebody says and not just put it out there as is?
Yeah.
But to editorialize it a little bit and say, this person told us A, well, B is actually true. You know, we do it all the time at election time.
Sure.
You know, looking at candidates' ads and, you know, fact-checking the ads.
Or, right.
You know, after a debate, well, this person told 8 lies, that person told 12 lies. Here's what they said. Here's what's actually true. And I get that it's hard because every day we have a new story. Every day we have new truths and new lies. But we're at a point where it has to be done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we jump into the conspiracies. We jump into the rabbit holes and you believe what you want to believe.
Yeah, I'll bet, you know, it's not a new phenomenon that any news organization talks to somebody who's either charged with a crime or convicted of a crime and doing time for that crime. I don't think that's something new. But yeah, how you offer that up that's a big part of whether or not it's newsworthy. And if you're just purporting or just going along or not challenging things that somebody says from behind bars, unless it's complete remorse and yes, I did this and here's why and I was troubled by it, then I think you're doing a great disservice. And you're right. I don't think in the context it was presented and in the format it was presented, I don't think it was newsworthy at all. 2:31, we'll take a break. Traffic, weather, Jason DeRussia from Target Field. What's he doing at Target Field? Is he part of one of these new investment groups? We'll ask Jason. Maybe that's why. Maybe he's going to break some news with us here. Adam in for Chad, it's 2:31.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
From gorgeous Target Field, where he is.
Hello.
Yeah, coming in loud and clear there from Target Field on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Is that what I'm on?
Which no longer becomes the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline once you're doing your show.
Well, it is if people call in, right?
Correct.
That is. This is very complicated. We can give John Schuster a shout out. Fine, fine gentleman.
Great guy. Great guy.
True.
Are you over there to announce that you're one of the new limited partners?
Well, I can't
organizations.
Comment. No comment.
Keeping it local, which is so important to you. Got to keep it local.
Well, I would like to just compliment everyone's courage and finally saying something negative about the poll ads.
Yeah, right.
I've never heard that before from any media member in this town, any Twins fan, so it took a lot of courage yesterday. I feel like the news yesterday was a gift to especially Twins Twitter.
Yes.
Which is like the angriest fan base in town.
Yes. It's great to dive into it because there's political alignment to Twins Twitter, too, if you know what I'm talking about. There are certain groups that...
It's great.
And
it's great.
And the fights between them and who's blocked whom. And it's absolutely fun to be an observer of.
Do you think yesterday morning when I tweeted what I would describe as sort of tepid support, Twins Twitter would call bootlicking.
Pocket protecting.
I knew what I was doing.
Of course.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Like, we knew what was happening there. I knew that Aaron Gleeman was, like, when he heard that the Polads were keeping the team, despite his outward sort of presentation of being furious and disappointed, what a gift to him to keep playing the hits.
Oh,
we love to play the hits. I do think, look, I don't blame fans for being mad. Like, if you're a fan, who wouldn't be mad? Less spending. The bullpen is gone. The team has conceded that this season didn't work, that this group didn't work. Like, of course it's frustrating.
And you have Derek Falvey on, correct, this afternoon?
Right.
That's been
the
confirmed
top,
now?
Right at 3:05.
Excellent.
So that should be good. You know, I think a lot of the things we all want answers to, like who are these limited partners, will not be.
No.
We're not going to get that answer. What would you ask? What do you want to know?
I want to know, and again, he's going to obviously toll the company line saying, hey, you know, this is we're going through some adversity here and something that's, at least on the baseball side, is out of our control.
Yeah.
But we're doing the best that we can, and I can tell you that we know that this group still has a commitment to putting a good product on the field, and I'd ask, okay, well, how have they shown that to you, and how do you feel they will show that to you it through this next upcoming offseason?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, I think, as a fan, I want to know, like, okay, is this new or is this the same?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. And if it is new, like, what does that mean? Like, more money to spend? I guess, like, what my pushback on the fan base has always been that I believe the obsession with the payroll dollar amount is misguided.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, like, it sends a message, right? It says this is how serious we are. So it's interesting, like, you've got the vibes versus the baseball. And the baseball people are really mad about the vibes, which I think is sort of interesting. So, like, they want a message to be sent. So I guess what I'm curious about is there, you know, what do you do to tell the fan base, like, look, we appreciate you. We're trying to make this happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's a tricky thing. You know, what is that?
Shifting gears, Bob, before you came on, I was kind of reacting to a piece questioning whether or not the Blaze interview with Vance Belter is newsworthy. As a longtime journalist, do you feel, putting aside that it's the Blaze and they're, I guess, just letting Vance Belter spew what he wants to spew with no pushback, is hearing from Vance Belter a newsworthy thing?
Hmm. Yeah, it's tricky because as a talk show host, I can tell you I have zero interest in hearing one word of what that liar has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just uninterested. But from a journalism standpoint, of course it's newsworthy.
Yeah, right.
And you can dismiss it or you can dissect it. I think part of the problem in this sort of podcast society that we're in now is that people are able to just spew their nonsense and there's no... We're
just asking questions, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. And so you have nobody, because people, the audience wants unfiltered conversation. You're getting conversation, but you're not getting sort of what a traditional journalist would do, which is sit down, do an interview, spend some time fact checking, write a story using that interview. And so I think that is, you know, we get what we want. And this is what I think a lot of people want. Ethically, would I do that interview right now? No.
No.
In my former life as a journalist? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Does that make sense? I mean, we're in sort of the same boat.
It does.
You were in the newsroom.
It does. And my argument for, you know, hearing from him is that hearing the crazy and saying, is this newsworthy in that this is an individual who clearly was, full on in a conspiracy world that allegedly led him to do some horrible acts. And is that an experience to have our eyes open to the fact that this is what happens when we live in a world of such disinformation and misinformation? I guess maybe that's not news.
I don't know.
That's kind of
it's difficult. It's difficult, right? Yeah. It's a great topic. It's a great issue because I also don't quite know what the answer is.
Let's take a break to stay relatively on time. It is 2:45. This is What Would Jason Do? Jason DeRussia, live from Target Field, where he will lead us up to Twins baseball. And he'll have Derek Falvey right out of the gate at 3:05. Back after this on CCO. Linda's Construction Time Check, that would be 2:49. Upgrade to GAF solar shingles. Get free installation labor through August 31st, continuing our conversation with Jason DeRussia. What would Jason do? This is not exactly a what would you do, but rather, is this article truth? This is a headline from USA Today. Can you afford your friends? That active social life can come at a steep price. Gen Z and millennials overspend to maintain friendships, and it's costing them.
Ooh.
Is this article, Jason, a gross generalization about Gen Z and millennials, somehow reflective of a real problem, or just an example of how superficial and material these younger generations are?
Well, hasn't every generation had this? I do think Gen Z acts like they've invented every conundrum that's ever come up. I do think, like, this is one of the fundamental challenges in friend groups, don't you?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, Alyssa and I struggled with this in our early, probably in our low 30s, where we like to go out to eat in a style that some people call the bang bang.
Yeah.
Go to one place, get some drinks, get some food, go to another place.
Racking up huge bills. Money, no object.
Money, no object.
Carefree and footloose and fancy free delicious.
You'd have friends where you're like, we want to make sure that we're aligned on the expectation, that we're not like going beyond what you... I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. I don't want a weird, like... You know what I mean? So, like, I do think that's difficult. It's probably harder for Gen Zers because so many of them do nothing. You know, the COVID years, they sit in their basement and play video games. And now that some of them are coming out of their shell, stepping away from the Netflix.
But on the generalization of an entire generation.
How do you work it out?
Right.
How do you work it out? I think it is tough.
It's so true, though. I remember, you know, when same age group, like when I got married the first time and if some of my other friends were getting married. Like I had a good friend of mine had a destination wedding. And it was right on the heels of my wedding, and I couldn't go.
Couldn't go.
My wife and I just couldn't go. And I remember to this day, a lot of my friends talk about, oh, what a great time that was. And it's like, you know what? I would have loved to have been there, but we just couldn't do it.
Well, and you think, like, today it's so common to have these destination bachelor parties and bachelorette parties. Yep. Like, we never did that stuff back in our day. You know, I've been married for more than 25 years, so back then we just didn't do that. So I do empathize, like, everything is a bigger event. It seems like there's more vacations that people do with friends than I remember doing back in our time. So I do empathize with the younger generation. It's tougher.
It's funny. My bachelor party, again, for the first marriage,
yep.
My buddy organized it, and it was in Vegas, and I was like, I don't have a lot of money, man. I mean, how yes. are we going to make this work?
Right.
And he said, well, you know, we'll make it work. And it was, I remember being out there and like, this is great and everything, but I'm running out of money.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't really have the money to keep going out here.
Well, you and me, we were broke. Like,
yes.
We were like, I was a TV reporter. When yes. I got married, I was making $21,000 a year.
Big money. Big money.
Oh, I thought it was because I
sure.
started at 18.
Yes.
I thought like I was really
moving
making
on
it.
Up.
So like I didn't have the money for that kind of stuff. I just didn't. So it is a tricky thing to be aligned on that. And you, if you love your friends, you also don't want them to feel bad, you know?
Right. And hell, I wanted to go to Vegas.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
I want to go out there. And
absolutely.
If you're throwing me the party, you throw the bill.
It's tough for the other thing with the younger group, I think, that has to be a little tricky is, like, as you get a little older, is the wine or the drinking thing.
Yeah.
Because if you go out with another family or another couple and somebody is ordering bottles of wine
mm-hmm.
and you're, like, a one glass maybe or a no drinker.
Yeah.
And everybody else is, like, 3-4 glasses in maybe. You're like, and then the bill comes for $300 worth of wine.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute.
Right. And I don't fault anybody who says, hey, look, I didn't drink that.
No, absolutely.
You know, I don't have to pitch in for that.
And I think, like, if I'm ordering bottles of wine, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
It's sort of the expectation right. I have. But I'm older and sort of figure that out with time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you have the means to do that now.
Right. Big time afternoon drive money.
Oh, gosh. If you sat down tonight, what's your favorite wine right now? Are you hooked on one, or you have a good taste for one?
I'm still kind of in the summer drink mode right
mm-hmm.
now. We've been drinking a lot of California sparkling wine.
Mm. Bubbles,
so like,
yeah.
you can get a little more bang for the buck than like champagne, which, you know, you're not drinking champagne on a
no.
Thursday night. Although, why not?
Why not?
But it's like, good champagne is like $80 a bottle
mm-hmm.
right now. That's a no for me. So California bubbles. And then like Italian whites, I think, are also a pretty good value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have Derek Falvey. What else coming up on the big show? Are you going to talk? We've had a couple of texts, and I don't want to get into this too much just because I know some of the people involved with the whole Renclair. Thing. Yeah.
You know, we are going to talk about that in my
yep.
show. I do think good. I will just say this. When I first had interns in TV, I would coach them on things like hairstyle,
mm-hmm.
clothing fit.
Yep.
Was something you would talk about.
Great.
Because especially younger
yep.
people, you're not tailoring things, whatever.
Sure.
But as time went on, I decided it wasn't really safe for me to talk
yeah.
about any of that stuff. So it's hard when you're in a performance appearance-based business to coach in a way that's effective but also is respectful. I suspect if you get to the point of feeling sexually harassed, that wasn't just a one-off, you know?
Yeah.
But it's tricky because some people don't want to hear it.
Yep.
And so I don't know. It's very – if that goes to a jury trial, it would be very interesting.
I can't wait to hear that because you obviously have a unique perspective to that that I think will be very enlightening. So.
It's different for women and men.
Yep,
it just is.
For sure.
Like the coaching I got over the years was yep. different than the coaching women got. And that's probably wasn't right.
Yep.
I look back now, you're like, eh. Maybe not right.
Thanks, Jason.
My pleasure.
Can't wait for the show. Jason DeRussia, live from Target Field, leading you up to a Twins pregame. 6 o'clock, right? Pregame show, Twins and Tigers from Target Field.
That's exactly right.
Excellent.
6:40 first pitch tonight.
Very good. Jason live from Target Field coming up. We will do this again tomorrow. Chad is off again tomorrow. So we'll have Shaletta. We'll have Rochelle Olson.
Bring your jokes. Last chance to win some
Sandler tickets. Last chance to make me laugh. We've got more cow humor. Bring
mm-hmm.
it.
I'll meet with the Am I Wrong Committee
tonight. Am I Wrong Committee.
Yes, we'll meet tonight and get our resolutions all
excellent.
Set for tomorrow.
Stay tuned. Jason's coming up next. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.